Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, this is Eileen Good with Payments.com. Today we're talking to Drew Hoffler, Director of Network and Financial Solutions Marketing for Ariba. Hi, Drew. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Eileen. Thank you for having me.
So, Drew, Ariba is involved in a pretty exciting partnership with Discover. It sort of changed the direction of your business a little bit. Can you talk to me about what that partnership does and what caused you to seek it in the first place?
Sure. And I guess I would qualify by saying it didn't necessarily change the direction of our business as much as it extended what we've been doing into the next logical place, and that is B2B payments. As your readers may know about, or your listeners may know about Ariba has been around for quite a while and is the owner of the world's largest B2B network. We're an SAP company, and with the Ariba network, we have been connecting buyers and suppliers to move P2P transactional documents and information all the way from analysis to sourcing to purchasing to invoicing, and now into the actual settlement of funds, which is the final step in that P2P value chain. Now, as a business network and Ariba, a cloud software company, our strength and our goal is to connect partners, business partners, to allow them to connect and collaborate over this process. Our goal is not to be the instrument that actually moves and settles funds as a Discover can or as a bank can. So when we looked at the end of the P2P process and payment, we said B2B payments needs to be fixed, and a part of that payment is obviously the settlement of funds. That's where we sought out a partner who also had a vision to change the way B2B payments is done, do something new and innovative, and that's where we found Discover, and we found that Discover, with the Discover Network, also had the desire to innovate and do things differently, and it was a very good partnership, a very good fit very good coming together of mind and of vision and of strengths, given that their strengths is, in fact, the settlement network that they've built up.
All right. So this partnership is going on now. It's not brand new. It's been going on for about a year. So how is it going? What are you hearing from the buyers and the suppliers that you've been working with for a long time? How is this moving forward?
So the partnership's going very well. We announced it last year, the agreement to partnership, and we are releasing our Ariba Pay product, which is what it's called, in the second quarter of this year. So it's coming up very soon. And we already have design phase partners, customers that are joining us, and a lot of active cycles with other parties that are very interested in what's going on. So we've received a lot of very good feedback. We've actually made our first set of payments in live production mode before going completely general available with a company paying a supplier company called Arlington Computer Products. We released a press release about 3 weeks ago detailing that, and I think some of their quotes really stand for themselves. They've said that, look, some of the elements of Ariba Pay give them a great view on where the payment is at any point in time, and they know exactly where things stand. So we've had very good feedback in terms of the strengths of what Ariba Pay does, which is connecting the settlement of funds in an electronic, very fast manner with full, rich remittance information tied into that settlement to detail what those funds are settling for, where the discrepancies might be, and giving suppliers and folks who are getting paid full visibility from the moment that payment is scheduled by their customer to when it is executed, and through our track and trace capability, they can see every step along the way as that fund moves through, as that settlement moves through the banking system until it actually hits their account. So that kind of visibility into where it is, that kind of informational visibility to know for certain what the payment is for, and then the actual electronic settlement, which is very secure, ties together to become a very kind of game-changing payment method.
All right. So And this game-changing actually kind of leads to my next question, which is, so how has Ariba, as part of this partnership, changed or grown as a company? I don't want to say transform the business, because it sounds like, you know, you're doing the same things you've always done. You've just added another element, but this is a very big element. So how has this changed the way Ariba thinks about the marketplace that it serves?
Well, sure. You know, it really opens up the final step in that P2P or procure-to-pay process. That's really payment. And that's, if you look at the procure-to-pay process, which is what we've done all of our existence, there are distinct and discrete pieces of that process, from sourcing to purchasing to sending out a PO to receiving an invoice and approving that invoice. And then finally, the payment actually closes that loop. And with B2B payments, you know, we've been looking at the market, we've been looking at our customer base, we've been looking at what goes on with B2B payment, and B2B payment is just broken. Because unlike consumer payments, where there's been all sorts of innovation over the last number of years, in B2B payments, the actual payment of funds happens some 30, 45, 60 days later than the actual delivery of goods or the product or the service that was rendered. And as a result, in B2B payment, oftentimes payments are made and people don't know what that's for. They don't know when they're going to get paid. They have a hard time reconciling it because the remittance information is slim. And so we saw that and we said, look, we want to complete this P2P process, close the loop, and tie together all of this rich data that we have in the Ariba network, from the contract to the PO to the invoice, the line item level of the invoice. We want to somehow tie that to the payment itself so that our customers can deliver that with the actual funds, and the suppliers that are on our network can actually see down to the line item level what exactly they're being paid for and where maybe they're being paid less than they expected. And so that's really how we're, I wouldn't say transforming the business, but taking it to its next step, taking all of that information that we have and delivering it in a value-added way to the payment process.
Okay, now, and this kind of leads to the next thing. So this sounds like, you know, there's a lot of value added here for buyers and suppliers, but the issue in B2B that we run into a lot is affordability and sort of moving these payments, especially when you're dealing with credit rails, where those fees can start getting very high when you're dealing with B2B size money transfers of, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars.
Sure.
As opposed to consumer transfers, which are much smaller. So, you know, how do you deal with those costs, or maybe you can't, and, you know, in light of them, how do you get buyers and suppliers on board when checks are slow, but at the end of the day, it is free to stick one in an envelope and mail it?
Well, a couple of comments on that. First of all, I would challenge the checks are free to stick in an envelope and mail it. Not just because the postage is, what, 49 cents now, which is... but hidden costs around paper checks is far from free. In fact, there was an interesting Wall Street Journal article just a couple of weeks ago that was U.S. Bank or someone in there revealed that, look, from their research, checks cost on average somewhere around $20, depending on what it is, from the cost of all the paper, from the cost of the lockbox services, from the achievement cost on the buyer side. On the supplier side, all of the, you know, the cost of consuming that, getting that from their lockbox provider and their bank. And so there are costs around that, so it's far from free. But to the point of the payment cost for Ariba Pay, you mentioned using credit rails and the high fees that are involved with credit and P card and that type of thing. And you bring me to a very important point that we try to make in all of our messaging, and that is that this is not a credit card offering. Ariba Pay is partnering with Discover to take advantage of the settlement rails that Discover has, this Discover network that has been built up over time to be able to settle funds with any bank and utilize those rails to settle funds, but not from the standpoint of P-card or credit offering. With P-cards and the exchange fees that come as a result of that, sometimes 3% or more on every transaction, there is a credit element to it where the funds are paid to the merchant, and then the customer doing the paying pays the card company some 30 days later, right? So there is a risk element in there and a credit element in there. Ariba Pay is designed to be a on-net term payment option where the settlement of funds to the supplier and the debit of funds from their customer happen on the same day. So there is no risk element underneath. As a result, the fee for Ariba Pay is significantly, it's not even in the same ballpark as the exchange fees that you see on P-cards and that type of thing. So the fee that is going on with Ariba Pay is really leveled at the savings that are achieved from the ease of access, the ease of information, and the ease of reconciliation that Ariba Pay enables suppliers and buyers to have. So it's far, far, far less than credit. So I just want to make the point that it's definitely not analogous to a credit offering, even though it is using the Discover network. So it's an on-term, non-credit offering.
Very, very good. Thank you for clearing that up.
Sure.
So the world is, your oysters. This is unfolding before you. What does Ariba want to do next with this? Where are we going? What's the future of this?
Sure. So what the Ariba network does is it really enables companies to participate in what we call the networked economy. And the networked economy at its root is allowing companies, getting the right information in front of the right people at the right time in order to make the right decisions and drive the right business results. It's the ability to connect people, processes, and partners to the relevant information that they need in this entire P2P process at the right gates in that process so that they can make decisions and do something with it. Payment is one of those gates, is one of those things right at the end of the process where the ability to take the information from the PO and the invoice and all of the commerce information ahead of the payment, tie it to the payment, give visibility to the participants in that payment and let them do something with that. That's really what Ariba Pay and Ariba is all about in this area of payment. That can go in a lot of directions. In one direction that we're already involved in is dynamic discounting, where now, just before the payment is executed, the information can be in front of the supplier to say, hey, you have an invoice that is approved and ready to pay, scheduled to pay some 30 days from now. Here's a button to click if you want to get paid early in exchange for a discount, and then that payment's executed. Or the ability to execute payment at different points in the cycle, be it on BO when you start to get into the financing realm or things to that effect. The general idea, though, is that we want to allow the participants in the Ariba network to access the information they need and have triggers to act upon that information at various points along the way. And Ariba Pay is one of those things, tying together the settlement of funds, the rich data behind the funds, and giving the users of the system and of Ariba Pay the tools that they need to make their business run better.
All right. Well, that is everything I had to ask you, but I have my favorite last question to ask, which is, Drew, what did I forget to ask you about that you want to tell me about?
Well, I would highlight just a couple of things about Ariba Pay. I just want to make sure that we're all very clear about what it is and what it does, because as I mentioned before, the break in B2B payments is really that break between the data and the information. Sure, in the U.S., there's a lot of checks, and people can use checks to make payment, and there can be page upon page upon page of remittance information behind that check. So there's certainly a lot of information, but the check process is so opaque, it is so prone to fraud risk, and it is so slow that there is a lot of cost hidden, a lot of strategic cost in that. So some folks go to ACH or to electronic payment. And the payment gets there faster. It's electronic. But now buying organizations have to hold on to bank account information for their suppliers to pay them. And that, as we've seen recently in the headlines over the last couple months, can be risky, holding bank information in your systems. And electronic payments tend to have a very limited amount of remittance data that's available. So you trade speed for information or information for speed, depending on which direction you want to go. Ariba Pay brings that together. And Ariba Pay brings together the speed and of electronic payment, the security that this partnership with Discover brings, because they're the ones that hold on to the bank information and settle the funds, so a buyer never has to even see their supplier bank account information. And then the rich remittance behind that to make the reconciliation of those payments simple. We like to say that Ariba Pay makes B2B payments certain, secure, and simple as a result of that. And so we think that's game-changing, and we think that nobody else is really doing that in the market, and we think that the uptake of this in the market will agree with us, and look forward to reporting back on it.
Well, Drew, thank you very much for talking to us today. Will you keep us posted on developments?
Absolutely, and thanks for having us, Eileen.